Jason, let's talk for a moment, if we can, about the winged disc. What does that represent in that culture, the Sumerian culture?
Sure. Well, wherever archaeologists uncovered the remains in Near East, of the Near East peoples, you know, Iraq, Iran, this symbol of the winged disc was always conspicuous. You could see it dominating temples and palaces. It's always carved on rocks, and you see it etched in all types of the cylinder-sealed depictions, the little reversed imprints that we were talking about. And it's always accompanied kings and priests. It stood above their thrones or hovered above them in battle scenes, if you will. And the interesting thing is that, you know, central to the religious beliefs of the Sumerians, again, is that they lived among their living gods called the Anunnaki. And the Anunnaki that they cited actually lived within a planet that's in our solar system. They actually cited all of the planets. As I was discussing earlier, they discussed the distance between the planets, but they also cited all of the planets that we know of, plus one additional planet that we still have yet to locate. Modern science has been doing some search for it, and it's known as Planet X, and that term has many meanings in nowadays world, but as we're discussing it, Planet X just basically meant Planet X, X room numeral 10, or X unknown. And so it's very interesting that the Sumerian culture were aware of 12 members, a solar system with 12 members. And so this depiction of the winged disc or the winged globe is basically the original, let me start off by saying, the winged disc is basically the symbol for this planet of the Anunnaki. They called it Nibiru. And that term, Nibiru, stands for Planet of the Crossing, which, in turn, the initial Sumerian symbol for this planet, the home of the Anunnaki, was a cross. And now, that's very interesting because, again, we're talking about a culture that's 4,000 years before, actually 6,000 years, no, that's right, 4,000 years before the time of Jesus and the whole idea of him being on the cross. The Sumerians depicted this planet of where the Anunnaki come from, these winged beings, which we in the Bible called angels, the original Sumerian depictions of these beings, they called the Anunnaki. And they said the Anunnaki lived on this planet called Nibiru. So this form of the cross eventually over time was translated into other cultures as the winged disc. But when I say other cultures, I should say very in close conjunction with the Sumerians, where the Sumerians and later branching out into Assyrian and then more prominently the Babylonian culture would always use the symbol of the winged disc to pronounce their god or their main god, Marduk, or in the sense of the Egyptians, like their sun god Ra. But there are other sun gods from the Sumerian times, of the name of Shamash. He was depicted as a winged disc. And so this depiction of the winged disc is the Sumerian understandings of their symbology for the place of the nobles, or in the simplest terms, Nibiru,
the crossing. But flight and space was all over their culture, wasn't it?
Well, yes, and that's, you know, the amazing thing is, again, you know, all of the knowledge that they left us, we still use today. And so one of the things that's very interesting, you know, aside from their knowledge of astronomy, was their knowledge of mathematics. They were the first ones, for instance, again, they used a base math of 60. You'd think maybe it would be like 10 or something, but it was actually 60, sexagesimal, very complicated, large-scale number of a base math to start with. The Sumerians were the first ones to give 360 degrees to the circle, 12 months in a year, 12 inches in a foot, 12 hours in a day, 12 in a dozen. All of this comes from the Sumerian information, and as again, just as I had stated, because this is kind of one of the key focal points to the Sumerian information, and unfortunately it does get convoluted with a lot of the speculation with Planet X in today's terms, but the Sumerian knowledge of 12 members in our solar system.
Right. And they counted from the outside in, right?
That's correct. The Sumerians called Earth, what we call Earth, Ki, and it stood for the seventh planet. And
which is what you would see if you were coming into our solar system as opposed to going out of it.
That's right. If you started at Pluto counting inwards, Mars would be six, and Earth would be the seventh planet. So the only way we could be called the seventh planet is if someone who had the knowledge that came outside in said, hey guys, you live on the seventh planet. But the interesting thing about this key number 12 with the Sumerians, the 12th planet, and as I mentioned, how that filters out to 12 months in a year, 12 hours in a day, 12 in a dozen, well, there's religious aspects to that as well. 12 planets in our solar system.
12, we have, or 12 bodies.
12 bodies, right. We also have the 12 tribes of Israel, or the 12 disciples of Jesus, or the 12 Greek Olympians. And so all of this knowledge, again, that splinters out through all the other cultures and biblical tales, the source of this is this original culture. And all of the information they wrote down and preserved is in stone, unchanged. So we have English, we have Hebrew versions, but the stone version is unchanged. And interestingly enough, as Zachariah Sitchin has said in several of his attending lectures, there, an interesting point is he'll hold up a Sumerian stone tablet in one hand and the English Bible in the other,
mm-hmm.
and say, well, this is paper and this is stone. Which one do you think will be around for another 6,000 years?
Exactly.